Episode 2, Custom Rumble. Voting is open for the best-looking Ducati Scrambler custom bike. Welcome to the In the News podcast, a daily podcast about the latest in the automotive news. I'm Mario Gear, your host. For this episode of In the News from GearVlogs.com, do you want to be a part of the episode? Call in to the podcast hotline and leave us a voicemail message at 805-419-5129. Sit back, relax, and crack open the cold one if you got them. First up, we have here Custom Rumble 3rd Edition. Custom Rumble voting is open for the best looking Ducati Scrambler custom bike. 74 Ducati Scramblers based specials are taking part in the contest. Voting for the best looking customized Ducati Scrambler is open on ScramblerDucati.com until March 15th, which is by the time this video is released today. So I'll try to have it for an early release so you guys can still try to head on over there and vote if you want to. The prize for winning will be awarded at the Bike Shed London 2020 in May. So let's get into the article here. Bologna, India, February 2020. The Ducati Scrambler base specials created by participants in a custom rumble, the contest that every 2 years rewards the best looking customized Ducati Scrambler, are ready to be voted on ScramblerDucati.com. The contest registration, for which closed in December 2019, has arrived at a total of 74 completed bikes divided into 5 categories renowned for their 3rd edition to leave room for reinterpretation and creativity. Each customizer was able to choose between 4 categories dedicated to Ducati Scrambler 800 and 62, and a specific one for the new Ducati Scrambler 1100. Those categories are rocker, motorcycles inspired by the culture of the legendary cafe racers that in the 60s gave birth to the revolution in the world of two wheels. Cut down, a bobber style motorcycle in which every element not strictly necessary is eliminated from an essential look. All terrain, enduro style scrambler, perfect for any terrain, equipped with off-road inspired components. Outsider class, designed for those who do not want to limit themselves to one category but unleash their creativity. And lastly, we have the Bully, a special category dedicated to the Ducati Scrambler 1100 without any restrictions on the type of bike or style. Site users can vote for their favorite bike by March 15th, thus determining the 5 finalists, one per category, who will fly to the Bike Shed London 2020 for a final on May 23rd, 2020. The prize for the custom Ducati Scrambler will be awarded by a jury of experts. A little bit about the Bike Shed. Let's see. Bike Shed London is one of the top European events for fans of custom and post-heritage motorcycle culture and is open to all. It takes place the 22nd through the 24th of May at Tobacco Docks, a stunning Grade 1 listed riverside dock over 2 huge floors converted into a modern exhibition complex. Ducati Scrambler with the Custom Rumble contest, whose aim is to stimulate the imagination and creativity of builders, fits perfectly into this context, which includes exhibitions of more than 250 created motorcycles. So that is that. So leave your thoughts. If you decide to vote for in this contest, leave a comment down below which one you picked, and let's have an internal poll which bike among you viewers, gained the most, traction or whatever you want to call it. Panache. So let's move on over to the next story. Aston Martin. Aston Martin's V12 Speedster, a periodic limited edition for the most demanding driver. The limited edition V12 was unveiled at the Aston Martin's Gaydon headquarters. Originally, the Speedster was supposed to be unveiled at Geneva, but because of that thing that's happening that I can't mention on YouTube, that's going around the world right now, I can't mention it, was canceled. So Aston Martin, as well as many other manufacturers, chose to have online broadcasts for their unveilings, and I caught a few of them that I'll eventually be talking about in the days to come. So let's get back into the article. Opening and comprising visual two-seaters layout with only 88 examples being made. Cue by Aston Martin's FA18 livery showcase conceptual specific pack. Pricing starts at £765,000. Now available to order. Deliveries will be in Q1 of 2021. Also, during the unveiling of this event, they had, I think it was fellow YouTuber Mr. JWW was asked to be there to be as kind of like a presenter, interviewer for Aston Martin. So that's kind of cool that fellow YouTuber is doing good. So congrats, Mr. JWW, on your accomplishments. So let's get into the article here. The Aston Martin V12 Speedster has made its global debut today with just 88 examples of this limited edition model set to hit the road. Created by luxury British marquee Bespoke Customization Service, Q by Aston Martin, the Aston Martin V12 Speedster is truly driver's car and draws inspiration from both the brand's rich racing history and aeronautical design. Today's example is showcased in a conceptual F18 livery, also created by the same artisans. Aston Martin's president and group CEO, Dr. Andy Palmer, said, "It makes me enormously proud to reveal Aston Martin's latest, most exceptionally special model today. The V12 Speedster is an incredible demonstration of the breadth of capabilities and determination from the Q by Aston Martin's team, who have worked tirelessly to create the stunning two-seat sports car aimed at our most demanding, enthusiastic customers. Conceived a little over 12 months ago, the V12 Speedster has undergone an intensive development program, going from drawing board to production reality within that short period, demonstrating the skill and meticulous planning of Q by Aston Martin and Aston Martin Design. The V12 Speedster is a living show car, underlining the company's commitment to delivering customers a stunning driver's car, using the engineering intrigue and advanced materials evident throughout the entire Aston Martin range. Okay, let's go. Over the V12 Speedster's unique chassis is a bespoke body construction almost entirely from carbon fiber. Miles Nuremberger, director of design, Aston Martin, said, "With the V12 Speedster, we do go back a step and look into our past for inspiration. Since the DB11 launch, everything has been focused on very forward looking. Here, though, we find a different tempo. There's the clear lineage from the 1959 Le Mans winning DBR1 to our century celebrating CC100 Speedster concept in 2013. There is also a bit of 1953 DB3S in the midsection, so it really is our latest incarnation of the Speedster concept. It's also inspired by a fighter jet as much as it is by history, and has been created to deliver an incredible visceral experience, hence why it is the V12 rather than a V8. With the V12 Speedster, we are amplifying all of the emotions strings that we have to absolute maximum. Man, just look at that cockpit right there with the wishbone down the center. Nuremberg adds roof or screen, adds no roof or screen, a big engine low with broad shoulders and an exaggerated and emotional styling with twin humps and a spine separating the driver and passenger. The light low rear end contrasts with a bold enlarged grille, unique headlights, and a bonnet nostrils at the front. The bonnet nostrils we haven't done in a very long time, but we brought them back, and it's a neat trick visually to allow us to win some space for the V12. It creates this iconic looking vent. So we have that. So if you guys want to read more about this article, the complete article will be on gearblogs.com, and you can find it in under the blog posts. Like I said, I'll have links to this article as well as the other article in the video description and information description for the podcast, so you guys can check it out for further. And quick look at, for those who are viewing this on YouTube, scanning through a couple of studio shots of the Speedster. Looking at that back end. Stunning. Cool. So, like I said, I was going to talk about some YouTube drama that I had did a story on the other day. And basically two YouTubers, Parker Nornstein, aka also known as Vehicle Virgins, and photographer, Instagrammer. I think he also has a YouTube channel as well, Buddy Warwick. Had a little spiff on Instagram stories, and the story started off with I guess Buddy posting his stories and claims. If you want to check out the video, I'll have a link over there. Yeah, link card to that video up there. And but I wanted to read some of the comments. I tried to be not picking one side or the other. It's like, I can't understand both sides of what Buddy was saying. But then again, I'm seeing what Vehicle Virgins was posting. It's like, don't know which way to go. It's like, you know, from one aspect of it, Parker went to Buddy's house to get some property of his, camera equipment of his, back. Buddy was obviously holding on to it, refusing to give it to Parker. So Parker went to his house. Parker calls the police on, or Buddy calls the police on Parker, and Parker winds up in cuffs. But that's how you're led to believe on Buddy's side, and saying that Parker needs help and such. Maybe he does, maybe he doesn't. I don't know Parker. I've tried reaching out to him in the past, haven't heard from him, so don't know. Hey, Parker, if you've seen this video, I would love to get your side of this story if you want to contact me. I'm willing. Same with you, buddy. I'm willing to tell both of your guys' stories. Hell, if you guys are want to be cordial enough, I'll bring you both on onto a Discord call video, and I'll be like the moderator between you two and try to work something out, but that's up to you guys if you deem fit. I could care less one letter you some of the haters out there I know are going to say that I'm clout chasing. Not really, because I could care less. But let's go in here. Yeah, based on the like to dislike ratio on this video that's only been up for not even less than 24 hours is 2 likes to 14 dislikes with 570 views. So let's take a look here. Okay, yeah, like I said, the video at this time of this recording, 570 views with 2 likes and 14 dislikes and 3 comments. So let's read some of the comments here. Let's see if I can even blow this up a little bit. Okay. Oldest comment goes, YouTube should have stepped in duty off care at least for Parker. This is so wrong. He needs help. Next per comment comes from Parker has lost his mind. He needs help. And this third person points out Parker is right. So check out this video. Pause it, read the comments down below. I don't know if the comments are still up or not if you go to their Instagram stories. But yeah, check out the video. See the comments for yourselves. And come back to this video or the original video. Leave a comment what you think. And let's have a discussion about this. Going back, it kind of goes mental about mental health on being a YouTuber. If it the daily grind is taking its toll, and these are the outcomes. Could the daily grind be getting to Parker, or is he him airing out his laundry, any validity to it? What do you guys think? So if you like this video, be sure to hit the like button, share it among your friends. That way you'll get notified a little more popularity. And sorry to the folks that are listening to this podcast, that I'm re referencing a lot of visual aspects, but hey, now if you're also a listener and you want to call in with a comment or question, you can call in through or submit your questions through gearblogs.com and on our contacts page, and let me put that up there. Here. Yeah, if you head on over to gearvlogs.com and hit the contact page, you have an online form here you could fill out. You could ask a question, submit it. Also subscribe to our newsletter for eventually when I release videos. So what I'm planning to do, if you sign up for the newsletter, eventually I plan to give you guys like 24-hour access before the video goes public, so you have a heads up on the video or whatnot. And then of course I have a couple questions if you want to be a podcast caller to call in, so that way we can make arrangements. So till then, see ya.